Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.net, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Happy Monday to you, Queen. This is Queen Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this beautiful day. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas, guess what? A big success. Absolutely. I trust that you all had a beautiful weekend and that you are ready for a new week, ready to be productive, ready to be the leader that you know you were called to be. Let us go right now to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning and to have another day to accomplish our business dreams and our goals, Lord. Bless us, O Lord, as we pursue being queens of our empires, Father. Father, help us to take action and to take that leadership that you want us to take. O Lord, let us not procrastinate on our business goals and tasks, but be steadfast, Lord. Oh, yes, unmovable and unshakable. Lord, as always in our hearts, we ask for a special blessing over all those women who might be struggling with debt, feeling alone and isolated, in productive relationships, Lord, women who may be living in their cars with their children, Lord, through mental pain, stress, depression, all of those, Lord, that sometimes just hold women back, Father. Father, we ask you to be with them and to give them an extra portion of your strength, your love, your blessings, your warmth, your guidance, Lord. Father, let them know that they are not alone, but give them the inner peace and strength, Father, that you need them to have. And send those resources, including us, O Lord, to them that we may help. Father, we thank you for all of the blessings that you have given us, and we embrace, Lord, oh yes, we embrace and hold close to our heart all of those blessings, Father, and we accept all of those blessings that are yet to even come. Father, thank you for giving us Successful Woman Radio and for all of the listeners who support the show. In Christ's name, I pray. Amen. Yes, here we are on the last Monday in April. It has been quite a ride. I want to give a big shout out and thank you to all of you who wished me a happy birthday on last week. I turned a beautiful old age, and I say that with all the love and appreciation. I turned a beautiful age of 62. As I'm getting older, I'm realizing, recognizing more and more the gifts that the Lord has given me and how precious they really are and what an honor and a privilege it is to be here on this and to be in the U.S. of A. So again, a big shout out and thank you to all of you. I had a beautiful, beautiful time with my family, with my friends, and so many of you gave me wonderful shout outs on Facebook and LinkedIn. So thank you very, very much. We have an exciting show for you. Now, as you know, our theme, our topic all this month has been the laws of marketing. Now, we've had two exciting guests this month. We had, Okay, so we had Elise Jackson, who really talked about and shared with us, you know, how she discovered her mountains and how she dealt with them. And of course, mountains represented challenges and obstacles in her life. And then we talked with Nancy J. Lewis. Yes, she shared with us some very valuable tips on business networking and how important that is. As a matter of fact, Nancy and I just had a wonderful conversation, and we are working up something good for you guys in as it relates to networking. And, you know, we just had a wonderful month so far. And as we're looking at closing out the month this week and moving on into May, yeah, we're almost halfway point for the year. As we're looking at moving into May, it is so important for everyone to know and understand still the laws of marketing, the power of marketing in your business, and just how it can take your business far and wide. On the show today, we have, of course, 7 questions of business leadership, preparing your mind for greatness. We've got some good announcements for you. And our subtopic today, as we continue to bring you more great information on marketing, is 5 ways to stand out from your competition. Again, 5 ways to stand out from your competition. Time for you to flash over on another line or to just quickly put a quick 2-line note on social media. Listen to Successful Woman Radio. If you have a pen in hand, the dial-in is 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And a big thank you to all of you who have been sharing Successful Woman Radio, the show. Remember, we must continue to bless women with information that they can put to use every day. Not only should we be using it for ourselves, but we don't want to just hold it and keep it to ourselves. We want to also share and let other women know. There are so many women out there who are on a budget, who really are struggling. They're working a full-time job. They want to do something to be their own boss, to bring in supplemental income, but they don't always know about resources like Successful Woman Radio. And so, again, I encourage you to go ahead and to share Successful Woman Radio with as many women as you possibly can. You know, just make it a goal and say, you know, every time, before every Monday, I'm going to share Successful Woman Radio with 3 to 5 women. And that would not only bless other women, it would bless the show. So very, very important. So I want you to know and understand that. As I said today, we're just about through with the month of April. Yep, today is the last Monday in April. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to previous broadcasts for the show, please make sure that you go on the Women About Biz member portal. For all of you who are members, go and listen to replays of broadcasts and different things happening on the show. And of course, for those of you who are not yet members, we invite you to be a member of Women About Biz. Simply go to womenaboutbiz.net and then select join today and click. You can read all about our memberships and what we've got going on. And we hope to welcome you into our fold, our family of businesswomen. We'll welcome you with open arms. I want to go ahead right now, and I want to start with 7 questions of business leadership. Now, these questions are very important because as you ask them of yourself, and dependent upon the answer, you're going to always have a lot of tasks stem from the answers that you give. Really, it will help you to know what you should be working on and some things you should be doing. These questions are designed for you to hone in on your leadership skills, on being the CEO of your business. Starting with question number 1, will I commit to preparing my mind for greatness each morning this week? So very important. Before your feet hit the ground, it's so important for you to pray, to give the first fruit of your day to God, and to say customized affirmations, and to tap into your own personal power. So very important. Here's number 2. Am I effectively balancing my passion and profitability? Again, am I effectively balancing my passion and my profitability? You know, you need to reflect on whether your business aligns with your personal passions while also being financially sustainable. Consider how you can enhance your profitability without compromising the aspects that bring you joy and fulfillment. Here's question 3. How can I strengthen my online presence and my marketing strategies? So very important. As you know, no marketing, no business, right? So it's important to assess your current online presence, including building your mailing list, your website, social media, and marketing efforts. Enhance your visibility with videos, free offers, and guest interviews to connect with your target audience and effectively communicate the unique value of your products or services. Number four, what learning opportunities can I pursue to enhance my skills? You know, as the CEO of your business, continuous learning is so key. Identify areas where you can expand your skills, whether it's related to your product, service, marketing, or even technology. Look for workshops, online courses, networking events that can contribute to your personal and your professional growth. Number five, what will I do to hold on to my to hold myself accountable to my business goals this week? Now, this is very important because I noticed as I began to coach women and listen to a lot of their challenge, a lot of their obstacles, the one thing that I do learn is that as women, most of the time, we have not set up an accountability system. And listen, you are responsible for your business growing. You are responsible for holding yourself accountable. And, you know, the one thing that I know happens when you're running your own business, when you're working that 9-to-5, you have someone else setting the objectives, someone else helping you to set those goals to what the department should be doing, what you should be doing, how you will contribute, what your future goals are, and where you want to go at in your career. Usually you have someone coaching and enhancing that for you. However, when you are running your own business, the big question that comes up is, I'm my own boss, but who's bossing me? Who's guiding me? Who's helping me to get to where I need to be? You know, personal accountability, it really is the cornerstone of success. So it's important for you to take a proactive approach to set clear, achievable goals for your business, right? This is going to require you to create that action plan and outline specific tasks to accomplish, right? So very important. So check in with yourself on a daily basis, assess your progress, and make those adjustments as needed. Here's number six. Am I prioritizing self-care and well-being in my entrepreneurial journey? Now, as you're traveling alone, being that entrepreneur, the one thing that's very important is that you have to take care of yourself. It doesn't make sense to have financial goals. It doesn't make sense to have other goals within your business, but you're too tired, you're too weak to actually enjoy the fruits of your labor. So the one thing that you need to do is make sure you're taking breaks, you're setting boundaries, you're finding those moments for self-care, and you are prioritizing your mental and your physical health to sustain your passion and your creativity. Last but not least, in the seven questions of business leadership, is on a scale of 1 to 10, what's my belief level? Oh, my queens, it's so important for you to remember that your belief level is tied directly into your actions. If you're taking actions, you should see goals being accomplished. You should see your to-do items marked complete on everything that you're handling. And you should automatically be able to look at some type of checklist, some type of accountability list, and see how you are actually improving. As you begin to get things done, as you begin to get things accomplished, your belief level increases and the conviction process starts, and it starts creating a natural habit within you to take action. Don't forget, the type of belief you're looking for is unshakable faith. The level of belief is so deeply rooted within you that it compels you to take swift and immediate action on all that you dream of, on all that you desire to accomplish, on all that you pursue to do. So very important. So there you have it, seven questions of business leadership. Ask them of yourself as often as you need to hone in on being the CEO that you know you were meant to be in your business. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. Want to move right into preparing your mind for greatness because it is very important, although it is a part of the 7 questions of business leadership where we ask you, are you preparing your mind for greatness this week? You know, we need to go into it a little bit deeper each time. I think sometimes that some women don't believe that you can prepare your mind for greatness, that you can have a mindset that is so powerful that it allows you to manifest the things that you dream of, that you think of, that you want to do in your life. But trust me, I am living proof, and so are many others, that, oh, yes, you can prepare your mind for greatness. You can tap into your inner strength that God has indeed given you. You need to know that God wants great things for you. And because he wants great things for you, he is not going to leave you ill-equipped to handle things. He's giving you everything that you need. He equipped you from the time of birth. So there is no need to wait to be validated by anyone or to be for you to move forward and leave, right? So very, very important. So it's time for you to turn a new leaf. It's time for you to make some things happen. Number one, it's time to make a commitment to preparing your mind for greatness. Why? Because this is how you are able to communicate with God. This is how you're able to tap into your greatness through personal power. This is how you're able to guard yourself against naysayers and challenges that may come your way. This is how you're able to better handle those challenges and obstacles should they come your way, right? This is how you're able to be proud of yourself and feel the glory of God reigning through you and helping you to be the best woman that you can be on this earth. And so again, preparing your mind for greatness is not just a statement, it's not just a phrase, but it is a technique. It is a technique given to us by God, and this is something that you need to right away, immediately implement in your everyday life. Remember this scripture because it's such a powerful and powerful scripture, Philippians 4:6-8, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. It goes on to say, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on these things. So very important. The part that I love so much about this scripture, it says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart. And I also love the very beginning of the scripture that talks about do not be anxious about anything. And I will admit and be very transparent, yes, I have had anxiety. I get anxious about things all the time. And when I do get anxious about things, this scripture always pops up in my head and the Holy Spirit reminds me, Trina, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. There is nothing that God can't handle. And so when you are stressed because your business isn't bringing in the money that it needs to be, you can't seem to make things happen like you want to, you are going through a period of confusion and cloudiness and you can't seem to gain that clarity, and so that anxiety starts to increase, you need to remember Philippians 4:6-8. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God the Father. And don't you know know, Queen, he is going to help you. He is going to make things happen for you. I want you to think about something. I want you to think about the times that you have been anxious for things before, the times where you have felt pushed up against the corner, where you felt you had no way out, when you felt like you just didn't know where or who to turn to, and you turned to God, and how that thing turned out, right? Look in the past and look how things have turned out, and look at how you're okay right now. That's what God is saying to you. He's saying, Queen, don't be anxious about anything. I hear you. I know that you want a successful business. I know that you want to make things happen in your life. I know that you have dreams, you have goals, because I helped you to have them. I gave them to you. I gave you the ability to think. I gave you the ability to vision. I gave you the ability to have those thoughts and those dreams. And so I'm not going to leave your side. I'm not going to leave you. That is what God wants you to know. He wants us as women to stop being anxious about all of those things in life. He wants us to take action. He wants us to have unshakable faith. He wants us to move forward as business women. And I'm telling you, he's going to bless us all in a mighty, mighty way. Oh, yes. Know that God wants great things for you, so don't wait. Do not wait again to be validated or authorized by anyone. You just need to believe. For those of you who notice that I mentioned the word queen, and I reference all of you out there who are listeners as queen, you might be asking, what does that really mean? Well, it means that at the time of your birth, you inherited the right to rule over all things that you create and bring into existence, whether it's businesses, organizations, homes, land, and other types of real estate investments. Whatever it is, you are responsible for growing it and managing over it. You're responsible for, guess what? Multiplying it, right? God wants you to be a living testimony. So in Genesis 1:28, when he said, then God blessed them and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish, over the sea, over the birds. He's giving us as humans the power to rule over everything, not just be fruitful and multiplying and having children, but multiply, be fruitful in everything that you do. And that is so beautiful because that's the attitude that you have to have as an entrepreneur, as a businesswoman. Your attitude should always be, Lord, let me multiply. Lord, let me be fruitful. Lord, let me help others to multiply and be fruitful. In all that I do, I will be successful. Amen. So very, very important, because sometimes as women, we have this tendency to forget that God is with us. He's in us and he's beside us. He's above us and all around us, working on our behalf to make things happen. You better believe it. Absolutely. It's 12:22 after the hour. You are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. And I am your host and your business success coach, Queen Trina. And I am so excited that you are here with me today. I want to just talk for a minute about social media. And what does it really mean these days to small business owners? So first of all, I want to quantify and pre-qualify exactly what type of business owners most of us who listen to the show are, right? We are micro business owners, meaning a micro business is a business that generates $250,000 or less per year, right? And in many cases, micro business owners generate, you know, somewhere between, depending on whether they are doing it for supplemental income or full-time, anywhere between $10,000 and $75,000 a year and all in between. But usually $250,000 a year is the cap for micro business owners, right? That's why there are like a lot of programs out there for micro business owners, because the goal is to help you to get up to that $500,000 and that $1 million amount. But you've got to know how to make that happen. Well, I want to share something with you that you may not know, and that is that a lot is changing on the internet. By now, I'm sure you've probably heard of AI, which is artificial intelligence. And of course, you know, social media has been hitting it hot and heavy now for about 9 to 10 years, but it's changing. And I need to let you ladies know about some of these changes that's happening because it is working against most small business owners who are micro businesses, right? So here's the thing. When you're a micro business and you're running your business, you don't have necessarily always a big budget to advertise and to spend on the internet, such as in social media advertising. The budget is not always going to be there. And right now what's happening in social media is that social media wants the big dollars, the big bucks from larger companies, right? From those small businesses that have that 100 plus employees who are doing millions of dollars a year in gross sales. They want that money. And so as a result, I feel as though social media in a way has turned its back on the micro business owner, and it's caused micro business owners to not only lose money, but it's caused micro business owners in a way to lose face on the internet and being able to market on the internet. And so a lot of micro business owners are asking themselves, you know, where do I turn? What do I do? How do I begin to help my business to grow if I can't even post on social media and people see my post or click on the link? So what I'm referencing here, and I'm going to just use Facebook because most of the times when Facebook does something, LinkedIn, Twitter, all of the others kind of follow suit. And of course, TikTok is kind of like all out in a category of its own. It's out there doing a lot. But here's what Facebook is doing and why I say they're working against micro business owners. First of all, on your personal page, many of you are posting promotions and different things, you know, trying to get people to know about products, services, and events that you are hosting, trying to get people to connect so that, you know, you have the hopes that some of these people will want to participate in whatever you have. The challenge of that is that Facebook is not going to stop you from posting all of those business type posts on your personal page. However, what you don't know is that only a few people are actually seeing those posts. Now, some of you may have already realized this because you're only getting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 likes when you're used to getting multiple likes on certain things, and you're noticing that people are not liking it, and then you're feeling some kind of way because you're like, I have 5,000 friends on my personal page. Why am I not getting more people seeing this? Was being done on purpose. Now, a while back, maybe about a year ago, Facebook came out with the fact that you could change your personal page into a professional mode. But that really was not for the benefit of micro business owners. To be honest with you, what it was for the benefit of them to still make more money from you. So even though I feel that they are not in favor of helping us out as micro business owner by letting more people see our post, what they still want is they still want us to pay to play, right? And it can be very, very costly to pay to play. So if you change your personal page to a professional page because Facebook allowed you, you were thinking, oh, this is a benefit. They're letting me now post business promotions without being penalized. Well, that's not necessarily true. You can post all the business promotions you want on your page, but it doesn't mean that everybody is going to see it in their news feed. In addition to that, if it's a full promotion, what you will notice is that there is going to be a blue button that says boost. In other words, Facebook wants you to boost. And now what has changed is that Facebook wants to let you spend like $25, $15, $10 on a boost, right? They even used to let you do like $5 a day. But now what has changed is that you click on post, you'll see that Facebook has a suggested starting price on there. They may start at $140 or $150, right? And so this is something that you need to know about. So one of the things that I did was kind of add up if I were to boost every post that I had, okay, every promotional post. If I were to boost every promotional post at $147, which is what they suggested to me, at 100 twice a day, okay, and then I'm going to do that 7 days a week, that means that I would be spending over $2,000 a week, over $8,000 a month in just boosting posts, right? And I know you're saying, well, Trina, you don't have to boost all of your posts, but no, what I'm trying to do is show you a point here. Is what I have noticed, because I have been boosting posts to see what's going on, I boost posts, and what I notice is that I am not getting clicks. I am not getting click-through. I am not getting people taking note of my post, right? And when I look at the analytics and I look at the statistics, it's saying, oh, we showed your post to 1,500 people, or we showed your post to 3,000 people. Well, here's the thing. You know, just the law of average says that if you're showing your post to a specific group or niche amount of people in marketing, usually you're going to have at least a 5 to 7% viewing. And from that, you may have, from that 5 to 7%, you may have another percentage of people that actually click through and take a look at what you have. And that was just not being represented from the monies I was spending on boosting my post. Now, am I saying don't boost your post? No, because some people may have a different experience. I'm only telling you the experience that I have. But what I do see is that I can see someone who is not necessarily knowledgeable in online marketing, boosting all the time, paying that money, running up their credit card bills on that, and then at the end of the month, having spent thousands of dollars, only to not have any new clients or not have anyone attending their event or not have anyone requesting info on their services. So this is a problem. This is a major problem, right? So recently, another thing came up from Facebook. They are now blocking third-party apps from posting on your groups or in groups. So what that means is that if you had a virtual assistant that was using third-party apps to do your posting every day, or you were going, you had an app that you were using like Hootsuite or Planoly or any other social media posting app, they have blocked those apps from posting in groups, okay? So that's a new one. That's a whole new one. And they have turned groups kind of like into professional pages the same way they've been doing your business page and your personal page now. Now groups, you can boost your post in groups as well. And so in other words, they're saying, we're not going to let everybody that's in your group see your post unless you boost it. So again, it's a pay to play. Now, is that wrong of Facebook? Well, it's not necessarily wrong, but is it ethical? Is it ethical to start so many millions of people out on a free program and then switch it up on them, do a switcheroo, switch it up on them, and not only have them boosting and advertising, but you have also raised the advertisement rates on them as well. And even though they may advertise, they're still not getting any results. So there's a big issue going on, and you're going to see and hear more and more people talk about this. You may be shaking your head up and down in agreement. You may have already been experiencing this. So the question is, How do I even use social media these days if LinkedIn, if Twitter, if other social media platforms are following suit? How do I begin to even participate? I used to be able to use social media, you might be saying, to promote my business, and now I just don't even know. Well, here's the thing. Social media is still beneficial, okay, but you have to know how to work it. Okay, so the first thing is, number one, is that if you have a business service, a business products, or any other type of business, I recommend that you first of all have your own group, okay? But then you're going to have to email them on a frequent basis, 2 to 3 times a week. You're going to have to stay connected to those people that are following you, and you're going to have to let them know to go to the group. And give that link to the group, because again, Facebook is not necessarily showing all of your posts to every person who decided to join the group, even if it was a membership. So you need to be keeping that in mind, okay? The other thing is this. It would be great if you could join 1,000 groups and be able to post to all of those different groups and let people know who you are, but it just doesn't work that way. Again, third-party apps are being blocked from posting. So while you may have in the past have been able to post in a lot of different groups utilizing your third-party social media app, you can no longer do that. So you're going to have to choose a good 5 to 7 groups that are very beneficial to you, that you can develop relationships in, that you can continue to post quality information in as it's relevant to what you do, so that you can begin to continue to connect with people that way. Very important. The next thing is that on your Facebook business page or professional page, keep in mind to stay relevant to the business that you have, if it's a business page, and make sure that you are utilizing the right keywords and keyword phrases. Utilize your hashtag so that other people can see what you are posting, and that's important. So I still think you can utilize your Facebook page, your business page, for search engine optimization, SEO, and that is how people are finding you through the search engines, right? They are finding you because of keywords they use matches keywords that you use, right? And that is how you begin to show up on Google and Yahoo and Bing, Microsoft Bing, okay? But you have to always constantly be relevant. The next thing is that if you have a blog, make sure that you work with your web designer or your webmaster to make sure that every page is keyworded. You also may want to make sure that you have a Google business page as well that is properly keyworded exactly with what it is that you do. So very, very important for you to do that, okay? And then you want to make sure that you're able to read the analytics on your website. In other words, how many people are visiting, what pages are people clicking, what are people looking at, what are people watching, and you want to make sure that your website is user-friendly and up-to-date at all times. Lastly, if you indeed have a blog, every blog post should be definitely keyworded. So whatever the topic about that blog post is, you definitely want to have at least, you want to be able to utilize 5 to 7 of the same keywords, whatever was in the title, which should be irrelevant. You want to use 5 to 7 of those keywords throughout the article of that blog so that people are able, okay, to connect with you. And then at the end of that blog, you want to make sure that you always do about the author or about the writer, and make sure that you do what's called a link back to other areas that may be relevant to that blog within your website. So all of these things are very, very important that you do. It's very important that you are consistent with these as well. And I bring all of this up because it is becoming challenging again for micro business owners to, you know, generate business online, but there is still a way. And I think there's even still a way to advertise, right? But first of all, you need to get the basics down, and you need to start generating income from the basics so that you will have funds where you can advertise not every post, not everything, but when you're hosting special events or when you have particular products. And I also want to remind you, don't forget video. Video is very, very important. Video and audio are very, very, very important because I think a lot of times micro business owners don't utilize YouTube enough, and YouTube is highly optimized. If every video you do, you're utilizing the right keywords, you're going to start seeing your video pop up. So very, very important. So keep that in mind as well. It is 12:39 after the hour. I want to thank you so much for listening to Successful Woman Radio, where we provide you with information that you can put to use every day in your business. Now, I want you to keep joining, even as a free member of Women About Biz, which is our main company. What are you doing? You need to be a member of Women About Biz. Make sure you visit www.womenaboutbiz.net. Again, member.womenaboutbiz.net. And if you have not signed up yet, consider becoming a Silver Club member. If you are a Silver Club member, there are so many benefits, including a full 1-hour coaching session at the top of every quarter to make sure that you are properly setting your goals and that you're on the right track, to talk about funding that you might need for your business. So we provide you at a very, very low cost a membership that is very robust in its features. If you're not going to be familiar with Women About Biz and our family of business women by simply becoming a Bronze Crown Club member. And so again, you can do that by visiting us at member.womenaboutbiz.net. Again, member.womenaboutbiz.net. And log in if you're a member. If not, sign up. We want to welcome you into our family of queens who are making it happen for their business each and every day. For those of you who are members, don't forget to check out our Knowledge Center. There we have those members, business ideas and startup information. For those of you that are sedition, we have business finances, business marketing, business productivity. We have great in-depth how-to articles and reports for you on how to generate income for your business, how to market your business, how to be productive, how to do business networking. We've got all of that for you. So definitely in our business marketing section of the Knowledge Center, right, I want you to read the article Business Growth Strategies That Work, right, and Building Your Brand and Online Presence. I think it is going to help you tremendously in having some aha moment, right? And then we have another article entitled, okay, How to Create a Marketing Budget. This is very important because a lot of the times micro business owners don't set marketing budgets for their business, but you actually need to. So definitely make sure you log in. And if you're using your desktop, look in that left-hand bottom menu, click on Knowledge Center, and start pulling in and reading and absorbing all of this wisdom information that we've created for you right in the member portal. So very, very important. And also don't forget that we also have our Crown TV. We have some really interesting videos. One thing I wanted to tell all of you also is in our Crown TV channel in the member portal, we actually have a tour of Madam C.J. Walker's home. Now, for those of you who, for some reason, may not know who Madam C.J. Walker is, we attribute her with being the first Black female millionaire. And as you know, Madam C.J. Walker had a full line of hair products that really pioneered and really helped the hair industry as we know it today for Black women. So again, you definitely want to take a look at that. Many of you may not even know it, but you know, she built her home during a time when Black people hardly had a home to live in, right? And she built her home next to the Rockefellers, right? And so that gives you in your mind, you know, just how wealthy she really was, but she shared it with everyone. And one of the things that I admire about Madam C.J. Walker is that she paid all of her sales reps, which were Black women all over the nation. She paid her sales reps higher amounts of money than she should have or could have. But she wanted them to benefit. She wanted them to know and understand what it felt like to make an income and to be respected for your talent in helping to sell her product. She appreciated her people, and she invited people to her mansion and her home where she held trainings, workshops, conferences. And so I really recognize Madam C.J. Walker as being a very prolific, profound businesswoman, someone that truly was a queen of her own empire. And she recognized her own abilities that God had gifted her with. Also, I recommend that you go and take a look or set some time aside to just look at the story of Madam C.J. Walker on Netflix, right? Because they have a wonderful movie there, and I absolutely love it, right? So definitely pay attention to that. You know, I remember this quote that was said in the movie, in the Madam C.J. Walker story. This is when she had learned her husband was committing infidelity. He was stealing money. He was doing a whole lot of things, you know, and he really, really hurt her because she thought he was on her side helping her to grow the business. And instead, he was making the wrong business decisions and really doing things that were working against her. And I remember this part in the movie, towards the end of the movie, he had realized his faults, and he did love her. The movie had it to where he did have deep feelings for her. And so he decided that he was going to try to come back into her good graces and come back to him, or come back to her. And so he got on his knees, and she told him, no, get up. She told him to get up. And he was asking her back. And you know what she said? She said, you do not. She said, no, go on your way. You do not go back with that which broke you. That was profound. That was profound, because what she was saying is, well, you know, you don't go back to the very thing that broke you, the very thing that harmed you and put you in harm's way and took away things from you. Why would you go back to that very thing? And she said, you don't go back to that which broke you. And she loved him. She was still in love with him, but she refused to allow something that was detrimental to her dreams, her goals, to get in her way. And I want us to all pay attention to that, because you don't keep doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results, right? You don't do that. You don't go back to that which continuously takes away from your business, but you change. You make the changes. You make the changes. And so, again, take a look at the Madam C.J. Walker story on Netflix, and then in our Crown TV section of the member portal, we actually have a tour of Madam C.J. Walker's home for you to see, and I think that you would really enjoy that. Also, in our podcast section of the member portal, don't forget, if you are a member there, you can go ahead and listen to all of the previous replays of Successful Woman Radio. So we've got good information there for you. Our May goals planner is getting ready to come out shortly, and you'll be able to start planning for your May goals. And so I'm so very excited about that. We've got some good stuff coming up for you in May to help you with your business walk, your journey, and helping you to build your empire. So stay tuned for that. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and go right into our hot topic of the day, and that is 5 ways to stand out from the competition. As we close out our overall theme this month at Women About Biz and the Successful Woman Radio Show, which is the laws of marketing, okay? So again, today's topic is all about standing out from your competition. You know, many people are afraid to start a business because they might believe that the market they want to enter into is too crowded. People say, well, I can't start a hamburger restaurant or shop because I've got McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Five Guys. I've got all of these restaurants that are out there. Why should I start a hamburger restaurant? It's already too crowded. However, you should know that you should never allow something to deter you from your passions and your dreams, because you can work in the market you desire, but there is also a crucial aspect that must be taken in consideration as well. You must learn to stand out in anything that you want to do. You should know there's nothing new up under the sun. You know that, sis. Come on. And so don't allow what you want to do and you notice other people are being successful in it. Don't allow that to deter you from doing what you want to do, because there's only one of you. Right? But you must learn how to stand out. You must look at all of those other competitors and say, what can I do that's better? What will be my competitive edge? So you see, standing out from the crowd is crucial for the success of business. Differentiation is the key. Making yourself different is the key to attracting and retaining your customers. But how do you distinguish yourself in a sea of competitors? How do you? Well, I'll tell you quickly a short story. I remember when I started Women Without Biz 24 years ago, right? We're celebrating our 24th anniversary this month, by the way. And one of the things that I started doing is I started going into the high schools to teach young kids about business, about small business, about entrepreneurism. And I started connecting with the Future Business Leaders of America, which is a sponsored group in many high schools where they start exposing youth to entrepreneurism. And I started teaching workshops, having roundtables, doing different things to help them understand better. And I even went into some elementary and junior high schools, right? So the key here is that I stood out because I made it my business to really start teaching kids who were not yet even business owners. But how about this? This is what's so beautiful. I feel that that helped me to stand out, because I am still being blessed today by the many things that I did from old. Back in the early 2000s, many of the things that I did have still been paying off to me today. And one of them is having visited high schools and teaching entrepreneur classes and teaching small group classes throughout the community and volunteering my expertise and my time is still paying off today. I have women who are now in their 40s and have their own children who were once those high school girls that listened to me and heard me. I have women who have graduated from college and have called me saying, you know, I'm ready to start my own business. I'm through with college. Even though I'm going to go to work, I still want to have that part-time business. And so I function on a high level of referrals. Right? And that is how I have learned to stand out, is through my one-on-one connection with people and with individuals. And I think that's something that you all can learn from. So how will you distinguish yourself in the sea of competitors? Well, I want to share with you five strategies to help you carve out a unique position in your industry and learn about gaining a competitive edge. Number one is you've got to learn to embrace authenticity, right? Consumers crave people to keep it real with them. Being genuine can set you apart from the competition. You know, authenticity goes beyond just marketing slogans or phrases. It's about aligning your actions with your values and letting your brand's personality shine through. You can do that by sharing your story, highlighting your values, providing and giving away free compelling offers that help people, not just fluff, right? That's very key. Here's number two, focus on customer experience. I think this is something still that micro business owners are not doing. We're not focusing enough on customer service. The customer experience has become a crucial differentiator in providing quality, exceptional service, right? So you've got to invest in user-friendly website designs, streamline your checkout process, and offer personalized recommendations based on your customers' preferences, right? And value your customers' feedback. Constantly be thinking about surveys and different things that you can provide to your customers. Give them coupons and deep discounts for answering those surveys, because it's going to continually help you to fine-tune your marketing process, right? By prioritizing the needs and preferences of your customers, you're going to be able to create a memorable experience that sets you apart from competitors who overlook this particular aspect. And I want you to keep in mind, whether you are for-profit or nonprofit, everybody has competitors, okay? Here's number three. You've got to continuously be innovative. Innovate. Innovation is essential for staying ahead of the curve and standing out from the competition. Look for ways to disrupt the status quo and solve customer pain points in unique ways, right? This could involve developing cutting-edge products, implementing new technologies, coming up with a different way to do business. For example, consider adopting artificial intelligence to personalize the shopping experience, or implementing different types of technology for enhanced security, right? Learn how to stay innovative and adaptive. Don't let AI intimidate you, but embrace it and learn how to use it. Yes, even in your micro business. Here's number four, build a stronger brand identity. Yeah, come on, Queen. Some of you haven't even worked on your brand. And this is a problem, right? Because your brand is what helps you to stand out. So this comes up a lot lately, but your brand, again, needs to help you to stand out. So a strong brand identity is essential for making yourself different. Your brand identity can encompass everything, again, from your logo, different visual elements, your tonality, tone of voice, your quotes, your phrases, things that you say that you've created that you can utilize to brand yourself, your messaging. All of that is your brand. Even your colors and how you, and what you wear can all be a part of the brand. The thing is that consistency is key. So ensure that your brand's identity is very cohesive across all channels and communications. In addition, find ways to express your brand's personality and connect with your target audience on an emotional level. I think this can be done through video as well, right? So very, very important. You know, do storytelling, humor, social activism. Find what sets your brand apart and then amplify it, multiply it, make it go wider, right? A distinct and memorable brand identity will help you stand out in the minds of consumers and make you different from your competitors. And don't forget, one of the biggest pieces of competitive edge that you have is you. There's only one of you. And if you have a service business, then this is important for you to know and understand that you are your competitive edge. If you have a product, don't forget that it's nothing like you having your own kind of show for your products on video, and where you can become the competitive edge because you're the host. That will help you to stand apart as well. You're looking for a model for your jewelry, for your artwear, then you can still be the competitive edge with that. And last but not least, here's number five, offer added value. You know, simply selling products or services is not enough to stand out. You need to know that. Having a pretty website is not enough to stand out. You have to differentiate yourself. Focus on providing added value to your customers. So this could involve offering free resources, educational content, exclusive perks, special video interviews with people who are successful or who are utilizing your services. And so that's very, very important. For example, a software company could provide tutorials and guides to help customers maximize the use of their products, right? While a subscription-based service could offer discounts and special promotions to loyal subscribers, right? By going above and beyond to meet the needs of your customers, you're going to be able to create a competitive edge. So yes, standing out from the competition, it does require a combination of innovation, authenticity, and customer centricity, loyalty, right? So by embracing all the strategies I mentioned to you, it's going to help you to stand above the rest. There you have it, 5 ways to stand out from the competition. Well, that's all I have for today. Remember, you have the power, Queens, to create your streams of abundance. Don't forget to take off your shoes of fear, put on your shoes of courage, and step beyond your comfort zone. For therein, you got it, lies your success. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. Bye-bye.